September 10th, 1900. Threats against the perverted world. This morning, I found myself outside of myself, and I saw the many evils and most enormous sins that are being committed, also against the Church and the Holy Father. Then, as I returned inside myself, my adorable Jesus came and told me, "What do you say about the world?" Not knowing what this question was driving at, affected as I was by the things I had seen, I said, "Blessed Lord, who can tell you the perversity, the hardness, the ugliness of the world? I have no words to tell you how bad it is." And he, taking the occasion from my own words, added, "Did you see how perverted it is? You yourself said it. There is no way to make it surrender. After I have almost taken the bread away from it, it remains in the same stubbornness, or rather, it is worse. And for now, it goes on procuring it by thefts and robberies, doing harm to one's neighbor. Therefore, it is necessary that I touch its flesh, otherwise it will become even more perverted." Who can say how speechless I remained at this speaking of Jesus? It seems to me that I myself have been the occasion for making him become indignant against the world. Instead of excusing it, I painted it black. I did as much as I could to excuse it afterwards, but it did not pay attention to me. The damage was already done. Ah, Lord, forgive me for this lack of charity, and use mercy.